Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Warning, the following podcast may contain locker room talk. Listener discretion advised.
Let's play the theme song from the top. Let's get the whole thing. Let's really get this thing going right.
Doug,
one more time.
Candy wrapper, screaming baby sticks.
Wait until. No! Stop it! Everyone, stop it!
Doug hates candy wrapper, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Cause Doug loves movies.
All right, I feel much better now. I think I'll play that whole thing on the podcast, though, because it'll be funny to listen to. This is the hardest song to clap properly to all the way through to the end. Rarely does an audience make it. You guys came close. Hey, everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies. I love a basement comedy club with a low ceiling. It's so loud. Coming to you for the first time from the Comedy Zone in Charlotte, North Carolina! It's Saturday, October 15th, to the best of my knowledge. Let's call it 2016. And I feel the need for name tags. I have a good feeling about, yes, I knew it to be true. When I've done stand-up here in this club, lots of people bring name tags, and now that Doug Loves Movies is finally here, there's a shit ton of name tags. I'm frightened by me in the Ed Norton role in American Christory X. And then you flipped it over and it says white powder. Oh, donut, I get it. Let's leave race out of it today, can we? Payne and Tyler? That's a great pun. Changing Gain into Tyler? Mattman versus Super Doug? Oh, shit, who would win? We both don't seem like fighters. What does it say on your shirt?
Hot dogs
and Gatorade, a Jeff Tate shirt. I saw this one on Twitter today. I love taking over the... lead in Hell or High Water, and you change it to Hell or High Walter, which is very funny. John Eyre is a big Con Air poster, and I like being in that movie too. Malkovich, Cage, Benson. Oh shit, there's a fish on the end of a rod and reel.
I think you should toss it back in. Is that Nemo?
Yeah,
oh shit! And your name is Finding Stephanie. I like S Terminator. Yeah, that's a good one. Lots of good ones, you guys. Great work. Put them down for now. And good luck to everybody. Never know what comedians are going to choose. Just scribble something on a napkin real quick if you want to be in the game. If you want to have a shot. Doug plugs. Next Saturday at 4:20, Doug Loves Movies is in Tacoma, Washington. Thursday, October 27th, Doug Loves Scary Movies at Cobb's in San Francisco. And I'll be at Now Hear This Fest in Anaheim that following weekend. And Doug Loves Movies is back at the Woman's Club of Minneapolis on Saturday, November 5th. Guess where? DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. From the corrections department, on the last episode, I kept calling James Ranson James Ransome. I was so obsessed with saying PJ right, because it's weird to me that somebody says my initials are, I'm James, call me PJ. So I got his last name wrong the whole time. It's Ransone with an N, not Ransom. I thought James Ransom's kind of a cool name for an actor, like you know, you better, I will keep this film to myself unless you pay me. I will hold it for Ransone. And it's Jack Reacher, Never Go Back. Not Jack Reacher, Never Look Back. Like it matters. I don't think anyone even corrected me on that one on Twitter. On either of those, no one corrected me. Everyone was like, whatever. He's going to make mistakes. The prize bag tonight is a lovely Doug Loves Prizes bag. One of only a few in existence that were given to me by a nice lady or gentleman in Boston last week, I think. I'm pretty sure. That's the downside to giving me shit to give away, is that I might not be able to give you proper credit. Of course, we've got a copy of Phil Bill Volume 1. You've been hearing about it forever. I can't wait to get rid of all of them. One bag soon might just have 10 of them in it. Just to unload them. Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. Cookie that they gave me on the flight here. It's all wrapped up. It's not... A crocheted donut that I also got in Boston. A crocheted Boston cream donut. Oh, these are neat. Red sunglasses that say sausage party on them. Oh, this is also really neat. This is, I stole this from a loot crate that I got. It's an Archer t-shirt for this show Archer. And that is almost it. Oh, a copy of, on DVD, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. Part 1 not included. And also a koozie that says Cool Head Tech on it from Austin, Texas. And it's also got a strap so you could, you know, wear it around your neck. This is a terrible idea to put a cocktail in it, but you get the idea. And all the stuff brought by my guests. You guys know I like a good J. I like to smoke a J. But today, please welcome three J's to the stage. It's Justin Thompson, Joe Pettis, and Jacob Siroff, everybody. Are your mics on?
Maybe.
Yes. Mine's on. Hey.
There you go.
On. There we go.
Mine's all sniffing. Right. Mine's got some sniffing issues.
It's good to point that out right away at the top of the show so that people know it's the microphone and not you and your terrible coke habit. Let's meet everybody individually, starting with the gentleman to my middle. It's Justin Thompson, everybody.
Hey, how you guys doing? What's that?
Atlanta comedy phenom.
Yeah.
You first learned to love him when he appeared on the show in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah.
And there you go. Lots of people drove in for this from places today. And thank you for that. We got some people drove in from Raleigh. And where else? Greensboro. Charlotte. Some people drove in from Charlotte.
All right, long drive.
Always appreciate that when people make that kind of effort. Indiana? You drove from Indiana? Holy shit. Oh, we got somebody from the greater Hickory metropolis? John Reap is here, I guess. Hickory!
Anybody come from back camp?
Oh, we got troubles. Your microphone. Oh, shit. Guy, I've never heard somebody in the audience get so mad about a microphone being off. Yeah, it's... Yeah, I don't know. Switch with Joe for a second while we... Oh, wait. Well, I don't think hitting it makes it work.
Yeah, probably not a good
idea.
It's
not Fonzie. It's not a Fonzie situation. Yeah, it's just that one's just a little soft for some reason. So if there's anybody from the sound department who could try to fix that, otherwise you guys are going to just have to pass it back and forth the whole time. I'm keeping mine for disease control reasons. But Justin, thanks for coming here for the show today.
Yeah, thank you. How's it going, Doug?
It's going pretty good.
Yeah.
Where'd you say was the second place you did it?
In Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
Yeah.
Where you're from, which I should figure out sometime.
You know, one of these days you'll get it. Yeah. You know.
I called you this time thinking you'd drive in from Greenville.
No, that's fine. Did anybody drive in from Batcave?
That's a place?
Yeah, there's a... All right, close enough. We'll see you in Asheville on October 29th.
Did you say Asheville or Nashville?
Asheville.
Yeah. Asheville.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I tried to plug a show in Asheville.
Okay, but it's in... Plug everything you want, man.
All right, we'll get to it later.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. I just thought we were saying Asheville and Nashville, but we were all just saying Asheville. Yeah. Joe Pettis is here, everybody.
Hey,
and his microphone works.
It works for me.
Yeah, it's your magic.
I am magic.
Yeah, you made it work. Everything he touches works. So if you're unemployed, shake his hand after the show.
I don't think that works.
Oh, no. It's the cord on the mic is the issue.
That one's no good.
You just got to hold it the right way.
Yeah, well, I don't know how. Apparently, everything I hold doesn't work.
Yeah. It was fun while it lasted. Wasn't it neat that you had superpowers for 2 seconds? all right, so you also are visiting us from Atlanta. By way of Orlando, why were you in Orlando?
I was doing shows down there, and I went to go see NXT, a taping of NXT. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's
some people are into that.
Yeah, four people. Four people at the WWE Network. That's them right there.
Oh, that's what that is?
Yeah, it's a wrestling
thing? Okay. Well, that's cool. I like having a little crossover audience.
Yeah.
People like wrestling?
Yeah, they make
them. We got a cordless on the scene. Let's see what happens there.
Hey, how's it going?
There he is.
Yeah, man.
All right, that sounds
good. Give me that
good.
Piece of shit. Give me that thing.
All right, go ahead, break that.
Drop the mic.
It's fucking punk, Doug.
I didn't know if it would make a noise or not. I just wanted to see if it was still effective as something you could drop.
Yeah.
If it wasn't working as something you could speak into. Jacob Siroff is also here, everybody. Gets recognized. He's been places where he'll be talking and someone will recognize him merely from his voice.
Particularly if I'm saying something racist.
Yeah, because they're a fan of this show. So that's pretty crazy. Oh,
beer's having an
your
orgasm.
Your beer's overflowing. Did somebody tap the top of your beer? That old gag?
Unless she did it when I wasn't looking.
Yeah, she seems squirrely. Pretty sneaky lady over there. How's it going, Jacob?
It's going pretty good. How's it going in North Carolina? Yeah? Yeah. Are Jews allowed here? Are Jews allowed to be here?
Yeah, you just got to use a special bathroom.
Didn't see any. HB Jew.
You don't want our children seeing uncircumcised penises. So yeah, we flew out from Los Angeles. It was really fun flights that we had, and now we're here. And
Russian hackers tried to stop us, but we made it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worked out pretty good.
Yeah.
How many Star Wars tattoos do you have?
I don't know how many I have. I have one. I'm gonna guess around six, but I'm not.
You
I'm
have
not,
to guess.
I'm not. I haven't.
Do you have tattoos sometimes where you like catch a mirror a certain way and go, "Oh yeah"?
Well, no. Well, like Joe will tell you, when you get that enough, one. You stop thinking of them as individual tattoos. It's
right,
just kind
it's
of
just
like
a sleeve.
Yeah, it's more like just like body parts. Like, what body parts do you have tattooed?
Yeah.
But I think there's quite a bit of Star Wars.
What's your favorite Star Wars one?
My Jar Jar, man.
I'm sorry I brought it up. I'm sorry.
Fuck yeah.
I don't need this
Fuck
kind
you.
Of...
Fuck you, I hope.
We don't need that kind of division. Not here, no. Not now.
Come on, guys.
We can all love everything.
This is art, guys.
Yeah.
All right, so Jacob's got stuff for the prize bag, I'm told.
I do. I have something... You've had to hear the story a lot, Doug, because I told it three times backstage, but this is a sweatshirt that somebody gave to me. And that I wish I could wear. It's a Jimmy Kimmel Live hoodie, and it's like the coziest fucking hoodie I've ever put on in my life. And it's
yeah,
my exact size.
Yeah, get a confirmation.
Size.
Let that lady touch it.
Touch it. Touch the inside. The outside's yeah, cozy, but touch yeah. the inside. It's fucking amazing.
Touch it. How soft
that,
is
How cozy is that?
It's the coziest. The coziest, you guys.
But I feel like as a comedian, I can't wear it having never been on the show or worked for the show or met Jimmy Kimmel ever. It would kind of make me a poser to wear it. And also, it's just kind of, I think it's not my style. I'm too cool for these like weird college gap 90s letters. So,
yeah,
so,
why but, do you want to cover up all your tats with a long-sleeved item?
But somebody's going to score.
Yeah, one of you losers can wear it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, cool hasn't got here yet. You guys will get it in a few years. And I also have, keeping in with your theme of direct to the sequel with no, this is the official prequel to, this is the best thing I've ever, the final chapter in the prequel to the hit video game is here. So it's part three of a prequel to a video game, and it's a Batman comic called Batman Arkham Knight, and as a Jew, I should mention it retails at $24.99. And I also just brought some Image magazine. It's Image Comics. It's called Image Plus. It's just kind of their newsletter. It's the November issue.
Oh, that's so, nice.
Yeah, I got that. And two 7-Eleven bags.
Yeah. Yep. They probably charge. Do you charge you a dime for those bags here?
They don't charge.
Out in Cali, they charge us for them. Yeah, that's why I go cloth.
Just put it in your pockets.
I bring my own bag to 7-Eleven. Pass that stuff down, Jacob. Thank you for bringing it. Yeah, we got to keep it all together in one pile. Because somebody's going to... See what happens? Somebody's going to win it all eventually. What'd you bring, Justin?
I brought a couple things, starting with this green hat with the letter L on it. You know, from the movie Super Mario Brothers.
It's the actual hat from the movie.
What? Yeah, John Leguizamo wore this, so enjoy it. I should have put his signature in it. And from my personal... Okay, maybe
the
later.
The L was for Leguizamo?
Yeah.
And a VHS copy of Teaching Mrs. Tingle. With googly eyes on it. So, one of a kind copy. Don't know how much it's worth. And also... Oh, I brought this game. You guys like games? It's
that Bracken. Guy really likes games.
Too much. It's called Brackets, BRKTS, a game of debate. And, you know, the idea is, I guess you pick a fictional character and your buddy does too, and you have to debate what they'd win at. And it's actually pretty fun. The owner gave me a copy, and I want to...
Let me see this.
It's called...
I was going to open it, but it's impossible.
Brackets, it's called?
It's like,
yeah.
It's like sealed shut. But anyway, thank you for bringing all that stuff.
Oh,
nice gift bag.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Luigi! And what do you have, Joe?
I got a t-shirt that I totally have not worn multiple times. It says Beer and Comedy Night, which is a show I host at the Sweetwater Brewery in Atlanta. I for those of you who are sensitive to tags, I've already removed the tag for you, so you're good to go.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
And then, like Jacob, I also have a magazine that I totally did not find in the green room. It's People Magazine with Melissa McCarthy.
She's good.
Yeah, she's good. I had the three of us have already signed it, and then I have a Sharpie so that Doug can sign it too.
Oh, very good.
So you'll have a, and then you also get to keep the Sharpie as well.
This is a unique. There's no People Magazine issue like this in the world.
Nah, at least not one with Melissa McCarthy on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's the only one signed by the four of us.
Can I see the cover, Doug? Wow, she's looking good enough to sexually assault.
That's why he signed her boobs.
I'm going to do some editing on this episode. All of that stuff is in the prize bag. Good job with the prizes. You want to hang on to your Sharpie, Joe?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. You might need that later. You might sign some stuff.
I doubt it.
I mean,
if they see there's like too long of a line for you, they might ask me to sign something.
Well, there's going to be no line for me because I'm not going to be anywhere near a line. I've got a plan. I'm going to tell you guys about it at the end of the at the end of the show. I guess I can mention it now. There's a bar upstairs. I'll just go up there. Yeah, I'll wait a little bit so it's not too crowded. But yeah, that's usually what happens here. We have a nice time. Quick question before we get to the next portion of the show, starting with Jacob. Last motion picture that you witnessed with your very eyes.
I took my children to see, keeping with my theme of taking my children to PG-13 movies, they're very young, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, the newest Tim Burton
film. PG-13?
Yeah, it's PG-13. And it scared me way more than it scared them. It was fucking horrifying. There's monsters that have tongue tentacles that eat children's eyeballs. And there are actually...
Oh, that's why it's PG. That makes sense. Yeah. There is a lot of eyeball action
in it. Did you see it? You saw it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrifying. But my kids were totally unfettered.
I didn't find it terrifying. I just thought really? It was odd that there's so many eyeballs.
The science behind it was pretty... there was a lot of faulty science in that movie, I felt.
I thought Sam Jackson's character was kind of a misfire. Like, I didn't find him scary or amusing, and he was supposed to be both, I think.
And he had those weird punchlines, like, you know, you need a mint with the girl was blowing on
him. She's blowing him up against the wall with her forceful breath. He's like, you need a mint! And I think I just said it funnier than he did.
Yeah, you did. You nailed it. You nailed it.
It's funnier when described than when you're watching it.
It was an odd casting choice, but the movie had some really cool moments, some like Tim Burton-y moments that were really good, and it's certainly better than some of the other stuff he's done lately, but it was probably like a C+. But the kids, they were talking about seeing it again the minute we left.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Beetlejuice.
Batman Returns. The
best. Ed Wood. This is my list, Jacob.
Okay.
Not asking you to contribute. And Frankenweenie. I like four Tim Burton movies.
You don't like Batman or Batman Returns?
Not now, especially. Right. At the time, I liked them, and I think Batman Returns is better than Batman.
It is better than it, and I think it's...
But Batman, you watch it now, and it is rough.
It's a little slow, and I was never into Jack Nicholson as a Joker, but Batman Returns is not only my favorite Tim Burton film, it's my favorite Batman film of any movie.
Interesting.
I think it's an amazing underrated movie. Yeah, I think it's perfect.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Did somebody say freak or agree?
About a dozen people. One guy agreed out loud because...
He might have said freak.
It's probably an armless guy sitting there, and now I'm making fun of him. Making fun of a guy. Why didn't you clap? No arms! Justin, what about you?
I actually went to the movies yesterday, went to a 4:20 screening, missed the trailers. I saw a horror fantasy film called Deepwater Horizon, starring our close personal friend,
Mark Wahlberg's in there. I'm glad he's not here today because he'd be insulted by that comment if he understood it. But what? I just am not interested in seeing that movie. I don't understand.
It's really slow.
But is the oil
brutal.
Company the bad guy? Are they really bad guys, or they don't even get into the?
Well, I thought of
why
oil.
It happened.
Well, I thought of oil as the villain. You know.
This damn oil won't stop coming out.
Yeah. And then it was a lot more exciting when I took that, you know, viewpoint.
Because they don't really stand around discussing much.
Well, yeah, there's like these two guys that represent the company, and they're like, no, do this. And they're like, I don't know, it's not safe. And they're like, no, you should do it. And then they do it. and then bad things happen.
Because how many people died in the actual incident?
11.
Shit, that's a pretty big body count for this movie. Do they show 11 different people dying in the movie?
I don't know. You just see a lot of. It's brutal. There's a lot of carnage and, you know, explosions. You know those. yeah, and then, you know, a All lot right. of people live. You know, it's.
That's a lot of people live.
Bummer,
Shoot,
man.
That's
bummer.
A good,
it was.
Spoiler.
All right.
Did any of you guys see it?
No, they did not.
Well, I did it for you. You're they're, welcome.
They're at home watching Batman again. I just can't get it up for it at all. Like, I'm just not interested in it. You know, apologies to Mark Wahlberg, but actually, you know what? Whenever I remember it, I get excited again. Kurt Russell is in it.
Yeah.
So just knowing he's in it makes me kind of want to see it.
I hadn't seen any trailers, you know, before the movie, and I had no idea who was in it besides Mark. So I'm like, oh, he's in it. And then John Malkovich is in it too.
Yeah, I do like Malkovich. Yeah,
so that was a pleasant surprise.
John Air.
Those guys were good. It, like I said, it was slow.
John Air.
Mark kind of phoned it in.
All right, well, let's lay off on Mark.
Sorry, buddy.
This isn't Rotten Tomatoes, brother.
Joe?
Well,
did you see a movie?
Justin tried to go get me to go see a movie with him, and now I'm glad I didn't. I don't remember the last movie I saw in theaters, but the last movie I actually watched was the Harry Potter movie you have in that bag.
Really?
Yeah, we just did a Harry Potter roast. So I tried watching all the Harry Potter's movies in a 24-hour period. So that one, like, technically I watched it, but I don't remember anything about it.
But that's the last movie you saw because you watched them in order.
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah, well, I just kind of, I remember physically seeing it, but don't remember anything about it.
Yeah, I kind of have to refresh myself on both the last two parts because it all just gets a little confusing for me. And, you know, and it's hard to get over Dobby dying
right.
because I hated Dobby so much in the first couple of times he showed up that, like, I felt really mad at the world that I was sad that he was dead. Like, I hate that guy. Why am I sad? But he was so much cooler in the right. Deathly Hallows Part 1 when he dies.
Lots of deaths throughout the whole series, and then just how nonchalant they are about ghosts and stuff. Like, it's just ghosts just haunting the school, and everyone's like, yep, that's the ghost. And one of them was...
Yeah, they know the friendly ones. They know they're not dementors.
One of them was died while trying to sexually assault a woman. They're like, yep, that's the mascot for your school. That's...
Wait, that are you serious?
Is this real?
Like the guy who got decapitated. Because I looked up all the plot lines because I couldn't pay attention, so I just Wikipedia'd everything. and he got decapitated. He was chasing a woman, but I think we know why he was chasing her.
He might have had a strong point he needed to make.
Yeah.
He might have just wanted to stop her and ask her some questions. Yeah.
He was going to ask her who she was going to vote for.
a lot of topical jokes today.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago, topical.
On one of the two planes that Jacob and I were on yesterday, I watched the movie Sing Street. It was the third time I saw it. If you haven't seen it yet or even heard about it, it's not the greatest title in the world, but it's really, really charming movie, and it's inspirational too. If you anybody's interested in writing music, not that I am, but I would think it would inspire some people, and I like that.
I was trying to kind of look at what you were watching. You know the thing when you're on a plane and you look at someone's screen, but
yeah.
You can't. Yeah, I was doing that and I couldn't figure out what you were watching. It looked like it was about like kids playing music.
Yeah, it's in Ireland and it's a period thing and the kids really into Depeche Mode and Joy Division and that kind of shit. And he writes songs that kind of are, and Duran, he writes songs that are kind of like their songs, but they're really good songs. Like it's the same guy who did Begin Again and Once, the same director and writer, John Carney. And anyway, I like it a lot. Let's get Bert Kreischer to turn the show off because it's time for me to say, let the games begin! So many name tags to choose from. It's kind of crazy. I don't envy you guys at all. I like the big Frank head, but his name's Brian. It's from the movie Frank, but it says Brian. So, go ahead and just get up and go select a name tag and bring it back to your seat. And while you do that, we'll do this. Hey, there's a Beetlejuice sign. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell, an original series from Adult Swim. It's a workplace comedy set in hell, literal hell, where cube-dwelling demons grapple with love, sex, religion, technology, and dealing with the world's shittiest boss, all while having to stab some unfortunate soul in the scrotum to the tune of All Star by Smash Mouth. Created by Dave Willis of Aqua Teen and Casper Kelly, who did Too Many Cooks, Season 3 premieres October 23rd at 11:30 p.m. on Adult Swim, and you can catch up on Seasons 1 and 2 on AdultSwim.com. It was nominated for an Emmy, but it lost to Rob Corddry. I like Rob Corddry. Well, watch it anyway. Your pretty face is going to hell.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back! Who are you playing for, Jacob?
I'm playing for a half-Jaked, and there was no Star Wars or me, which is my normal request. And so my name is...
No Star Wars. That's stunning
it's
to me.
Crazy. But,
not one Star Wars thing.
I'm sometimes called Jake by family members and friends, so I decided to help out a fellow Jake. I've never played for a Jake before.
All right,
and it's,
Jake.
There's very little effort on the poster, except that he put the letter J over bake, over half-Bake.
There's three donuts in this bag.
Can we, like, break them up into pieces so we can...
They're kind of... they seem like they'll make quite a mess. They got
yeah,
stuff
in the middle.
Yeah,
great choice.
Oh, you brought jelly.
I don't want to mess up the club too much.
I don't think they're ready for this jelly.
Justin, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for American Christery X.
It's really frightening. Me as a skinhead.
Is this you, Chris?
That's me.
It's so weird seeing
you
bald.
Yeah, it is.
It's spooky.
Yeah, we've already established that it's weird.
You look like the most surprised skinhead. Like you just woke up one day and you're like, what? I'm racist.
Curb stomp.
Are there any black people at this show?
Wait, what are you saying?
They made him sit in the back.
That was Joe Pettis, not Jacob.
Yeah, that was not
I
Jacob.
Didn't say that.
Who are you playing for, Joe?
I tried to find the worst name tag out there. I'm playing for Ryanny Given Sunday.
Ryanny Given Sunday, yeah, and it's a big...
it's you.
It's a football player with 420 is his number and my face.
Yes.
I don't think that's the worst because it's all work. I mean, there's no... It's all done by hand. It's
I think they did a good job.
It was actually my buddy, and I was trying to hide that I picked my buddies by insulting him.
This
game
really
is rigged. I hope you don't win. Yeah, I hope you don't win today.
Yeah. Ugh.
All right, I got to throw these donuts real quick. Give me that. Look at that one over there. That Batman. And it's got my face on Batman. Is that what that is? Oh, it's Superman?
It's both.
Yeah, it's... Okay.
Yeah.
I knew the low ceiling was going to be an issue.
Sidearm! Oh, so close.
You couldn't move it to the right just to...
You had to frame those pitches.
Do over.
Ball four.
Damn. All right. Can't win them all. But that's enough.
Are you out of breath?
Oh, shit. I still have the koozie on. That's why I couldn't throw. All right. The first game we're going to play... There's a little ditty called Purple Rain Man. I don't know. Maybe all of you have played this before, but it's basically, it's a movie mashup title. I'll give you the third build people from the two titles that are mashed together. Why are you holding that up? It's a Purple Rain name tag?
Yeah.
Thanks, dude. So I'm going to say the third build people in this mashup, and they're listed in the order of the two titles that are mashed together, just to make it a little simpler. Starting with, and just guess as many times as you want. You don't have to buzz in or anything. Third build in this movie title mashup are Brie Larson and Jack McBrayer. Kenneth the Page, that's who. All right, the second build people are Bill Hader and Sarah Silverman. Hmm. I thought this was an easy one.
Jesus is Magic Mike.
Ooh, I like that, but Sarah's second listed, so...
Walking Talladega Nights?
No. Bill Hader or Sarah Silverman were in one of those movies?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's a fun mashup, though. Might use it at a later date. Dude. What are you doing? Stop. There's two different people trying to answer. You gotta not do that. Maybe you've never heard the podcast before, but it's totally not. You've seen game shows, and you've seen the idea that there's contestants on stage.
My bad.
Okay.
Price is Right rules?
No, not Price is Right rules. You can't yell up, down, or whatever, because first of all, only one of those is a movie. Are you still yelling stuff? Are you continuing it? Because that's not good either. Just need you to zip it. Don't even... Your non-response is the affirmative response.
I forgot where we were.
Well, this is gonna seal it, so let me make sure I can see all your mouths to see who gets in here first. Amy Schumer and John C. Reilly. Just jump in with it. Half of the answers.
Train Wreck-It Ralph.
That's correct. You see, you even yelled out just half the answer. You weren't even right, but you also ruined it at the same time. He's good now, I think.
In his defense, but not that it's defensible behavior, but we all had Trainwreck because what else? Bill Hader's not second build in any other movie. I don't think.
One would figure, yeah.
Wreck-It Ralph, though. Fuck that.
Because it throws you off because you're not thinking animated movies. That's the tough part, I
guess. Going for like Money Trainwreck, but there's no way John C. Reilly was in that.
No way. All right.
He wasn't even born yet.
So Justin won that game. Let's play Last Man Stanton. Yeah. This is where we get an actor or actress and take turns naming that person, naming that person's films. And if you can't think of one, you're out. But you do get one lifeline. You get to go to your name tag person one time during this game. And I like to play along, so we got a... I'm going to have somebody from the audience give a suggestion for an actor or actress. Where is CPU Secrets? Hey! Shut up! No talking! My bad. So... Where are you? Where'd you come in from today, CPU Secrets?
Raleigh.
Raleigh, okay. And what's your name for us today?
Martin Lawrence.
Martin Lawrence.
Yeah. Damn, Gina. Really?
All right, so, okay. We'll start with Justin, then go to Jacob, and then me, and then Joe, and just name a film that has Martin Lawrence in it.
Gotta go with Big Mama's House, right?
You don't have to go with anything.
All right, well then I'll go with... No.
Good answer.
I'm going with possibly my favorite Martin Lawrence motion picture.
Okay.
Black Knight.
Okay. I'm just going to go... How do you spell Knight? I'm going to go ahead and... Because he was in Round Table Times, right? So... Black Knight?
He was in Round Table Times?
Yeah, it took place during the times of the Round Table.
Well, there were no actors. There was no Round Table.
It's your favorite movie of his.
Medieval Times. Yeah,
Medieval Times. That's...
I've never heard it referred to as Round Table Times before.
What? You never eaten a Round Table Pizza?
I love Round Table Pizza. And Medieval Times.
And you notice how it's... Yeah, Medieval Times. Okay. I'm going to go with Big Mama's House 2.
No subtitle on it?
Nope. Joe?
Bad Boys. Yeah.
Justin?
Blue Streak.
Uh-oh. Oh, yes, Blue Streak. That's the one with a train?
I'll go Bad Boys 2.
Yeah, I thought that was going to happen. There's no reason for that not to happen. I will say... Oh, whew. Pulled this one out. House Party.
Dragon Breath.
We might have some debates coming up about some things.
I already need to use my
Joe's
lifeline.
Joe's going to his good friend, Ryan.
Ryan, you know.
Life.
Thank you, Ryan.
Justin, what's your favorite cereal?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay, you're out. Jacob? I tricked you.
These rules are so confusing.
You're supposed to answer the name of a Martin Lawrence motion picture.
Yeah, but there wasn't another one that was also a cereal. So you know what? I went with cereal, and for movie, we'll go with Nothing to Lose.
Nothing to Lose, yes. With Tim Robbins?
Yeah.
But you could have gone with Honey Nuts and Oats.
I didn't see that one.
Honey and Nothing Oats to Lose. Jacob?
I'll go with a movie I snuck into in high school. It's a concert movie, Martin Lawrence, You So Crazy.
Okay.
One clap for that, really?
Now this is, I brought up the issue of there might be a little debate over this, but so don't go crazy, everybody. But I'm pretty sure he also shows up in House Party 2.
And no subtitle on that either.
Nope.
God, he's like, these are three movies that he's done sequels with no subtitles.
Yeah. Why bother? Bad Boys 2, still bad? All remaining bad? Bad as usual. Bad. That's going to be, that's Bad Boys 3. Bad, bad, bad. And by the way, Bad Boys 3 is not out yet, so it doesn't count. But it is coming. Joe, you're done now? Can't go to your lifeline
Space
anymore.
Space Jam? He should have been in it, is yeah. what I'm saying.
Okay, so Joe's out. Justin?
Let's go with what you got, American Christery X. Do the right thing.
Do that right thing. Do the right thing, of course. Damn. That should help us a little bit, Jacob.
Should. I think I know what you're intimating, but I'm not.
Do you want to use your lifeline, or do you want to...
I'm going to take a second and then probably do that.
Yeah.
You got
Justin,
anything,
do you have another one?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Who's your name tag?
My name tag's Jake over here.
Oh, okay, because somebody over there yelled out an actual correct answer. Is this really going to just keep happening the whole time? Why did you think that... Did you guys hear it?
I heard it. Yeah.
That's what I meant when I said Space Jam, actually.
Oh, he meant... Yeah. He meant Rebound. But I seriously beg of you, if it happens one more time, I don't know what to do anymore.
You're going home.
No, I mean, it's a different fucking person each time.
You
did
all
you,
go
did
home.
Did you just walk in late and miss me yelling at a person for 10 minutes?
Some guy doesn't even know what the show is, just really loves the movie Rebound.
Any chance he gets to yell it out.
He's watching the game.
He's got Rebound Tourette's. He says that word all the time, Doug. Leave him alone. First the guy with no arms and then Rebound Tourette's. You're a beast.
You guys understand the rules of voting, though, right? That's not going to be a problem next month, is it? Don't vote for the asshole. That's the rules. I'm gonna go with my fellow Jake here. Oh, dude, are you fucking kidding me?
Blue Streak already came up, and I said, does it have a train? Remember that?
Do you have
he's just wearing a blue shirt, so he's just like all about blue today.
Thank you. That's
there
a good
you go.
One. That's
okay,
a good
open job.
Season, he said.
He says open season.
I'm going with open season.
Excellent job.
Thank you, Jake. Are you a Jacob, or are you one of those freaks that's a Jake on your birth certificate? Okay, cool.
All right.
Jacob. I like him. Gentile Jacob, though.
Yeah, you guys... You two Jakes should kiss or something. I'm out. I wish he was in Class Act, which was sort of House Party 3. But I don't think he was. I think we're doing a great job, though, with the Claire and the Martin Lawrence table.
Well, there's another film that really completes the Big Mama's House trilogy.
There is?
And it's big. I'm pretty sure it's Big Mama's House 3, Like Father, Like Son.
Was that like a straight to
I feel like
nobody
we should,
watching it?
I feel like we should fact check this.
Yeah, that's really a thing?
Like father, like son?
Does anyone think that's a thing?
No, somebody.
They think it's a thing.
Yeah.
Is it? We're just going
to... Yeah, it did well here in Charlotte.
But as audience members, you're not allowed to use your phones. Only I can do it. That'd be funny if they threw me out for using my phone. Jacob, do you have anything else?
I'm going to see if this is correct.
Doesn't matter. You'd still need to say something else.
No, I think I would win if he was wrong.
No, well, if he was wrong, but let's just assume he's right. Big
Mama.
Oh, that's not the title. Oh, shit. So, Jacob, you are the winner.
Okay.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thanks. By attrition. It was a victory by attrition.
Wait, Justin, did you use your lifeline?
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
And then you still thought of the Big Mama's...
Playing it safe.
Straight to VOD or whatever it did? What?
What was the real title?
Big Mama's, : Like Father, Like Son.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah. It starts off really sad. Shut up!
Are you guys arguing words?
That installment is very sad because they start out homeless. So it would be insensitive to call it Big Mama's House 3. And that would also give away that they'll get a house eventually because they do. It ends on an up.
Big Mama's House Party.
Yeah. But I don't know what you were cheering or booing for. I don't know what just happened, but we play the exact titles here. No, we don't play close enough. We also play Shut the Fuck Up.
Three.
I don't get where the message that I don't like people yelling stuff out is just not landing for some reason. All right. What did he say?
He said, huh.
Not cool, dude.
I could just sit here and let you guys do the show. You could just all yell out one at a time. If everybody has some fucking thing to say. I'm angry! World's angriest owner. All right. But seriously, guys, this should be more fun.
Quit bumming us out.
No, that was good. Yeah. He said, come on, Charlotte.
He said, come on, Charlotte.
Yeah, he's like, come on, we're better than that, Charlotte.
Yeah, it's, which is, you know, still not getting. I mean, have you seen how the show works when people aren't yelling shit out? It just happens and everybody's enjoying it, and then somebody yells out, and then I have to stop and do this shit. It's no fun. But yeah, seriously, go, Charlotte. Let's wait, how high can you get? In this particular game, we're all going to start smoking weed. Just chill the fuck out. No, in this game, we get a genre, and we take turns naming movies from that genre, which gets into some debates. So keep it to yourself. There's a person in the audience who says they've got a great suggestion. It's also the fellow who supplied me with the book of Leonard Maltin game categories, or actually the movies from the Leonard Maltin app that he made and gave me that I used for the Super Duper Tournament of Championships. So thank you to him for that. And his Twitter name is Peace13, P-E-A-E-C-E 13. There he is. He saw me periscoping out on the street today when he was here, because you drove in from Atlanta area?
Columbia.
Okay. But Atlanta's where you gave me the book. All right, cool. So he's got a suggestion for how high can you get. Jacob won that last game, so we'll start with Jacob and work our way across. And each round of this game, we're going to start one person over so that the same person doesn't have to go first every time. So it's a little confusing, so just wait for me to call your names to do it right. What's your actual first name, sir?
Jay.
Jay Peace.
Jay Brown.
Jay Brown. Shut up! What's the genre you'd like us to play, Jay? Police movies. Oh, that's going to be interesting. There's going to be some arguments about what qualifies as a police movie. But we start with Jacob, and the first round is a one-word title, police movie.
I'll go with Serpico.
That the lead character is a police officer who is undercover. Perfectly played. Justin?
Oh. That was the one I was going to go for, so, you know, I didn't plan this far ahead.
Yeah, you got to think about it for a second.
Yeah, okay.
So. Your mic works now. You can use it.
Oh. All right. I appreciate the help buying me time, but it was very distracting. All right. Can I say blow?
Can you?
Well, I did,
You think that movie is about police?
There are cops in it.
All right, I don't want you to be out this quickly, so I'm going to take it. For the first round, I'm going to be a little bit more lenient, but let's try to step up here a little bit.
All right, I will.
Maybe we should use the lifelines. We should bring the lifelines back for this one.
Not in Charlotte. Well, there's a track record of not knowing when to speak and not speak.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
In South Carolina.
I thought it was a larger dig on Charlotte that I wasn't getting.
No, I love Charlotte. It's been very friendly.
There's people, these enthusiastic people come to the show all the time and yell out. It's for different reasons. There's always different motives. And in one case, there's a man who only says the word rebound. It's the only word in his vocabulary. Again, I apologize to him. Joe, do you got one?
SWAT.
Yeah.
It's kind of a four words.
Strategical weapons and tactics. I think. Probably not. Okay, I think, and again, you know, people can disagree. Colors.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, sure, colors. Now we start with Justin.
Training day.
And he's got to come up with a two-word.
He didn't even give me a chance to explain. He just jumped in.
Oh, really wanted to make up for the last one. Training day.
Oh, I got a good one. Go ahead, Joe.
Bad boys.
Hot fuzz.
I'll go with the Jamie Lee Curtis classic Blue Steel.
Yeah, okay. I thought of that earlier when Blue Streak came up. It's Jake loves anything blue. All right, so this round starts with Joe, and you got to come up with a three-word one.
Bad Boys 2.
I was hoping you would do that. I was hoping you would do that.
I've only seen two movies.
I was hoping that you wouldn't remember that one, yeah. that you said Bad Boys, because I would have scooped that one up for sure. but I'm going to have to go with... Shit. So many. And I've got none. The Onion Field. Yeah. It's based on a book by Wamba. All of his books are about cops. James Woods, Ted Danson. It's true. Jacob?
How about Die Hard 2? But there's a subtitle.
Some people love that Die Harder thing, but I don't think it was the official subtitle. I think it's just what everybody started saying.
I'm going to go with your story.
Justin?
The Other Guys.
Yeah!
Oh, I didn't do anything, you know, with that film, but I'm glad you applauded.
Cops and Robbersons would have been a good one. But now we're on to four. And my four-word police movie is... Fort Apache, the Bronx. Yeah, wow is right. I will allow that wow. Jacob, you got one? I don't know how I
about
pulled
that
out.
Night Falls Over Manhattan?
That's got cops in it?
Yeah.
Who plays a cop in that?
Sidney Lumet directed the film.
Who plays a cop in that?
It's a Sidney Lumet film. It came out in around early 2000s. I don't remember it well, but I remember a lot of uniforms and guns.
Night Falls on Manhattan.
Anybody seen the movie?
Devil's Own with Brad Pitt and Harrison Ford would have been a good one for three words. All right, Justin. Is it coming?
All right. Yeah, I'm cooking on something good. Don't worry. The Police Academy 2.
I can't believe we haven't been doing Police Academy movies. Thank you for reminding us, but you're out.
Oh my God.
I'm so excited right now. What you got anything, Joe?
Heat of the Night?
No.
In the Heat of the Night?
No, sorry, that's not correct.
Oh, sorry.
It's close, though.
Keep it. Don't reveal it, because we can use that later.
Right?
Thanks, Joe.
What do you got for five, Jacob?
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I've got a six. Not, I don't have a five. God damn it. Ooh, Hell or High Water would have been a good four. All right, for five, what'd you do?
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
But you got to say Die Hard 4 first, right? Mm-mm. You don't? It's just called A Good Day to Die Hard?
Except that's 6.
Shit! American Tail, Five Will Goes West.
Doug. You were so close. Did I win? Did he give up?
It's funny, because doesn't he become a sheriff when he gets there? Yeah. But...
Oh,
but
no, I think you can use it.
But it's An American Tale.
An American Tale.
Five Will Goes West.
But, Doug, you could have... You could have said Live Free or Die Hard.
Oh, yeah. Because that one didn't have a five in it or whatever. Mm. What was the last Die Hard called?
I think it was...
Die Hard, Die Another Day.
Die Hard with a Vengeance?
No, that was
oh, that was three.
One. That was... Then A Good Day to Die Hard, then Live Free or Die Hard, right? Or was it the other way around?
No, but then there's another one.
It was called The Justin Long One, I think.
No, Money that was sleeps. Live Free or Die Hard.
Yeah, that was actually not
the
bad.
One after that was the one where he goes to his son, he keeps yelling, I'm on vacation, even though he went there to look for his son.
Right.
Like, why does he keep saying
Europe.
That?
There was the guy from Jack Reacher was his son, the villain from Jack, yeah.
All right.
I don't remember.
So, what was, do you have a six?
I do have a six, thanks to Joe, In the Heat of the Night.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and I have a 6. Police Academy 2, back on assignment. Or something like that. There's another one, Assignment Miami Beach, but I don't know what number that one is. Does anybody have a 7?
That was 5, Miami Beach.
It was?
Yeah, I don't know why I remember that.
Oh,
but,
do you have a 7-word one?
7.
Yeah. It's getting pretty tough. Oh! Shit. I should have said Stop or My Mom Will Shoot for 6.
Stop or My Mom Will Shoot 2.
I don't think they did that.
No, I don't think they did.
I think she died.
Yeah, that was why they didn't make another one.
I think she's up in the Golden Palace in the sky.
Oh.
People love Estelle Getty jokes in Charlotte. Don't worry, I'll rebound. So Jake wins that game, everybody. And I'm so excited because this is my new favorite game. Let's play Jason and Deb's IMDb game. To break it down for you guys, I'll start naming somebody's top 4 on IMDb. And only the people on stage will say their own name. And even you, Jake, in the audience, you're not the Jake that counts in this one. Buzz in with your own name when you think you know it. Bonus points for each additional one you can name after that. But -1 point if you guess wrong in your first attempt. Does all that make sense, Joe?
Sure.
You can just sit there 3. If you want. You know, everybody on IMDb, they have a top 4.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, best known for, they like to say. Yeah. And it's decided by a weird metric. It's not awards specifically or money specifically. And now actors can go in and make their own top 4 if they want, which will make it extra fun, I think. I wish they'd have to say, these are my top 4 instead of us just guessing. But that'd be a fun thing we can guess. Would that actor have chosen those 4? But let's start with... So I'll say one title. You can jump in then.
Okay.
But there's a lot of people in that movie. So how do you know which one it is? It's that second title that's going to help.
Okay.
But sometimes you just feel like going balls out. Like, sometimes when you're Joe Pettis, you're like, I know someone in that movie. I should try. I should give this a go. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
We'll see how you do. Starting with, who's top four has 10 Cloverfield Lane? You guys are smart. It's got three people in it. Could be any of them. No reason to get crazy. The next movie, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. Sounds like the audience has figured this out. The third title, Smashed. Smashed. And just for one point, the fourth title, Live Free or Die Hard. Okay, let's play a side game. Name someone that's in 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Jacob.
John Goodman.
No.
Wait, wasn't that...
Huh?
Did I misunderstand the rules of the side game?
Well, no. I mean, there was just I just wanted to see if you knew any of the three actors. There's a guy named John Gallagher, I think is his name.
And the
then
girl.
The actress. That's one of your favorites.
I was hoping T.J. Miller was in the second one, too.
It's Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
She's one of my favorites?
Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
Yeah, just, yeah. She's,
she plays Ramona Flowers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
Very yeah. familiar with that.
I like the movie a lot. Love the movie.
Yeah.
Scott Pilgrim.
That's all I'm saying. I knew you were a fan of that movie, so I thought you'd nail it.
I was so close to saying, like, Mary Kate Winstead. I'm like, that's not right. And I'm so glad I held my tongue. Until now.
All right. All right, this next one, shit, might be even harder. Might have made the difficulty level too high, but let's do a score recap. Okay. It's not always movies, sometimes it's TV projects.
Oh, man.
Just so you know. The first one in this person's top four, The Andy Griffith Show. Okay, the second movie in their top four, or TV program, Matlock.
Jacob.
Who is it, Jacob?
Andy Griffith.
That's correct. Now you get to guess, just Jacob, everybody, two more Andy Griffith projects. Every time you guys decide you want a piece of candy off your name tag, I can hear you tearing it off of there. It's like when you're sitting next to somebody at the theater or in a movie and they're just unwrapping the thing so slowly to not make any noise, and it's just extra aggravating. You got two more?
I'm going to go with Return to Mayberry.
Okay.
And the CNN footage of the Andy Griffith funeral. I think those are the four things he's done.
Let me take a look. No. And no. They went with two movies, an older one and a more recent one, like probably his last movie he did before he died, that I really like both these movies a lot and recommend them highly. A Face in the Crowd and Waitress. Yeah.
Never saw either.
But A Face in the Crowd's really good right now because it's about a guy who's just, he succeeds in politics just because he's famous. Like, people already know him, so he becomes this big politician and a total asshole.
Face in the Crowd 2, Grab Him by the Pussy.
Yeah. That's the full title. I wish I could give you a point for that. All right, so the score is still nobody's done shit.
Oh, I got a point.
Oh, yeah, you did get one point. Apologies to you, Jacob. Joe and Justin. Next round starts with Jackie Brown. Jackie Brown. Nobody's gonna bite.
Big cast.
Does have a lot of people in it. That's for damn sure. The next movie's called Above the Law. Would have been a good three-word cop title. The third title, Mars Attacks.
Jacob.
Which Mars Attacks is a good go-to. It's like JFK. It's got everybody in it. Jacob?
The thing is, there's two people that are in both of those.
Oh, shit. You're in trouble then.
But I'm going to go with Pam Grier.
That's correct, Pam Grier.
Robert Forster was also in both of those movies, I believe. Or did we do three?
Huh?
Did we do three or two?
Well, Above the Law with Steven Seagal.
Right. Did we do two movies or three? We did three. Huh?
And then Mars Attacks.
Those are the only two we did.
And Jackie Brown.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I think Robert Forster was in...
In all of those?
Not Above the Law, I guess. You're right.
What does he do in Mars Attacks?
He works at a casino or something, right? Doesn't he?
Doesn't ring a bell, but maybe.
Was he not in Mars Attacks?
I don't
know. Somebody I fucking won, so I don't care.
Yeah. But don't ask the audience questions like that, because yeah.
Rebound.
I've already yelled at them for talking, so that's a very mixed message. But you get to do one more guess.
I'm going to go with Foxy Brown.
It's not a bad guess. They went with television, though. She was on The L Word.
Oh, that sounds hot. I didn't know she was on it.
Hey, you might want to go dig up those episodes.
Yeah.
You know, she's a sexy, sexy lady.
Sure is.
Rest in peace. You guys didn't hear the news? I hope I never do that. I hope I never break the news through a trivia game. All right, Jacob got 1 point for that. So Jacob has two, and Joe and Justin need to get on the board.
We're playing a five, Doug, did you say?
We're playing several rounds, and then I also have a tiebreaker. There's two more regular rounds, and then I got a tiebreaker if need be. So let's make this an exciting one, you guys. The first title is The Big Lebowski.
A hush. An audible hush.
Gasp, even. Oh, my. I wonder if it's Flea or Amy Mann.
Oh, that's right. She was in that. She has lingonberry pancakes.
She's the one missing a toe. Because she's a nihilist. All right, nobody wants to jump in yet. But you guys, like, that's how you're going to get on the, you know, lots of points to catch up to Jacob. Jumping in early. The second movie is The Lost World, Jurassic Park. Yep. Somebody was in both of them. The third title, Children of Men. Justin, he's percolating. It's simmering.
Justin.
What do you got, Justin?
Julianne Moore.
That's correct.
I was thinking that. Who was she in? Lost World?
What are you confused about, Jacob?
I just don't remember in Lost World, because I was thinking Julianne
Moore. She's the photographer that's Vince Vaughn's ex-girlfriend and is in the entire movie. It's like her and Jeff Goldblum and Vince Vaughn. All right, you get one more to add on to there. One more Julianne Moore.
All right, I'm going to go deep cut.
Thing.
Blindness.
At least you're having fun with with that answer. Such a big smile. Blindness.
I'm just happy to be here mostly.
Justin's a fan of disabilities. It's blindness.
Yeah, she's been in a ton of big movies. I wouldn't say Blindness was one of them. The one that IMDb goes with is Crazy Stupid Love. Yeah. I wouldn't be, you know, for Julianne Moore, that's a pretty strong top four. I wouldn't be surprised if she might have maybe picked that herself. Probably not.
She would have picked Shortcuts because she shows her...
Because she shows her bush? That's,
yeah.
She'd want to draw extra attention to that?
Yeah, she wants everyone to see her Billy Bush.
Don't miss that bush. Reach out and grab it at home. Jacob has 2 points. Justin has the 1 point. And Joe. So, Justin, you got a chance to get in here and tie things up. The first title is The Wrestler.
Joe.
Whoa! Somebody's about to get a negative point. I like it. Where are you going with Joe?
I'm just going to hope he has 4 movies. Todd Barry.
That was more of a shout out than a guess.
Yeah. Our comedian friend Todd Barry has a brief role in 2 scenes as a shitty manager of the grocery store where the wrestler works.
I'm just hoping Todd Barry will book me to open for him now.
Maybe he will. He's a huge fan of not listening to this podcast. All right, Joe. Good job. Negative one, but it's great to have you here. You're always a very positive presence on the panel.
Justin.
Well, oh, shit, really?
Might as well.
Okay.
Mickey Rourke?
No.
I thought those were the only 2 people in The Wrestler.
You fell for my little trap. Do you want to hear more, Jacob?
Yeah, I do. I want to hear more.
The next title is Across the Universe.
Okay.
And then the next title after that is 13.
Didn't see it.
It's one of Trump's favorites.
In a couple.
And?
Because that's the age at which he'll be dating girls in a couple of years.
That's when he says to them,
right.
I'm going to date you in a few years. Like, you know, it's rude to say it to a 12-year-old. He's got some rules. And then the fourth title, which I doubt is going to help you, The Ides of March.
It doesn't help at all, but I would just guess Evan Rachel Wood.
That's correct.
Okay.
So Jacob takes it home with 3 points. Jake, come grab your bags, man.
Yes, that's a victory for Jake's everywhere. Way to go, Gentile Jacob.
Congratulations. Give me your name tags, you other fellers. There we go. And you can give Jake his half-Jaked back. Did you change anything other than you just changed the B to a J? Let me just see that for a second, if I may. Thank you. Stepped on that other microphone. That's the trouble when you drop a microphone. That'd be so embarrassing if you did a mic drop and then tripped over the same mic. I'm fucking out of here. Boom. Ooh. I tried to act it out for the listeners. Boom. Ooh. Look at this poster for half-jaked. I mean, baked. They call it the feel-good movie of the year, which I guess that's kind of fun. And they got Dave Chappelle with a winning grin on his face and his hand behind his back, so I don't know what's going on back there. And then Jim Brewer's there with his tie-dye and his thing and everything. And I don't mind that so much. Those two guys are in that movie. But I love Harlan Williams and Laura Silverman's in this movie. But I like everybody involved pretty much. But the movie ends with Dave Chappelle quitting weed for his girlfriend. She talks him into quitting weed, and he quits. And then that's the end of the fucking movie. Yeah, that is such a sellout. Let me take you further down this road. Harold and Kumar, the guys that play those parts, don't smoke weed at all. James Franco, not a weed smoker. I'm so mad today.
But Hillary Clinton loves weed, you guys.
This is a weed-loving panel today. Yeah, we don't have any straight-edged a-holes on this panel. Jacob, our big winner, what do you got to plug?
Not a whole lot, but I'm doing a show on this new app called BidChat. I've mentioned it before on the show where I'm going to do a... I know most of you or some of you probably hate my opinions on Star Wars, so it's kind of this app where you can... like Periscope a little bit, where you can argue... And I'm going to start a show called Siroff Wars where you can argue with me about Star Wars for money. If you want to pay money, some of it goes to charity, you could tell me how wrong I am and then get fucking schooled. And then also, I've also mentioned on the show, my friend Kasim Bentley and I, a black gentleman from San Francisco where I started comedy, we do a show called Siroff Bentley where we go on stage and just do dueling racist crowd work for like an hour. And we just got accepted in a San Francisco Sketch Fest to win that show, so that'll be at the beginning of the new year. So come support that show. And check their website for dates.
I like when you said you got accepted into a festival that's on the other side of the country. Everyone still applauded, like, good for you. You got,
well, it's a festival.
You've been accepted. I should do all of my upcoming dates. I've been accepted to do a show.
I've never...
At the improv, what?
I've never been accepted into, like, I did Montreal a bunch of years ago, but I was never, I've never, like, submitted.
You've never submitted to be
submitted
in a festival.
To be, and then, accepted,
and then
was,
gotten
was
the thumbs up.
It.
You got the excited. Thumbs up.
I needed a black guy to
it's
get
happening.
Me in, but whatever.
I just want to, I'm excited about exploring an example of a Star Wars argument. And so I'm going to go out here into the crowd back,
I should mention
to our friend Jake over
okay,
here.
Okay, let's do it.
Jake, what's the worst thing about the Star Wars movies?
Be very careful, I just won you some shit.
What's your least favorite thing about the Star Wars movies? Jacob's going to defend it. Don't even talk about Force Awakens because he doesn't believe that.
No, we
counts.
Can talk any Star Wars.
Well, I feel bad because his favorite tattoo is Jar Jar Binks.
Okay, and that's your answer?
But
you just walked into a fucking minefield, my friend. Jar Jar Binks is not only a misunderstood character. He's a very important character. If you watched Episode One, he's the key to the whole movie. George Lucas almost did too good of a job on Jar Jar Binks because the point of the character is that he's supposed to be annoying and insufferable, right? Even you see the characters in the movie. Obi-Wan calls him a useless life form at one point. Qui-Gon, you know, when he sticks his tongue out for the fruit, Qui-Gon grabs his tongue. Everybody's pissed off at Jar Jar, but in the end, it's Queen Amidala realizes that Jar Jar is the key to the movie because without him, you can't get the Gungan army, which helps to distract the droid army so they can capture the Viceroy, the Jedi can fight Darth Maul, Anakin can blow up the fucking Trade Federation mothership, and then they win the day. So there's an idea in that movie that you can't...
Secretary Clinton, your time is
yes,
up.
Yes, you can't. No. My opponent went over the... I'm not going to happen. You open this Pandora's box, Doug. Jar Jar is a very... And there's a lesson to be learned from Jar Jar that you can't judge a book by its cover. You're supposed to be annoyed by him. There's a message that even the most seemingly annoying, useless life form serves a greater purpose in the grander scheme of things. And he almost did too good of a job. Also, there's a heartbreaking element to the Jar Jar character, shut up, where the actor that played him, an actor named Ahmed Best, who was cast from Stomp, he created the voice... they didn't know the digital was going to work, so the whole thing, he was in a rubber suit in Tunisia in 110 degree weather. That's all his rotoscope motion. Some of the scenes are actually... Do you want me to... Should I shut
He's
up?
He's one of the real heroes that... Oh,
he really
man.
Is, but that guy grew up a complete Star Wars nerd, and if you remember the cover of Rolling Stone...
I was going to let Jake rebut.
No, there's no rebuttal. I don't win. I don't lose these arguments. No, I argue no. love. How
what
lose?
Do you say to his argument, Jake?
Miso, Siso, so sorry. Miso, drunk can't think
I accept
straight.
Your apology. I accept your apology. And I feel like I won twice today. You should get another bag of prizes. That's a really rush because I knew I was what under the gun, but
no,
I can
yeah,
do that more
no,
eloquently.
You did it. No, you did it. It was fine.
I could do it more eloquently, though.
So you can pay to have... You can pay to do that with him if you want.
No, but... The idea being you could yell back at me while I'm talking, and you'd have a...
Oh, you yell at the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. I didn't know that part.
That's
should have given him the microphone. I was just trying to let you speak. Justin, what do you got to plug? Justin Thompson?
Yeah, I'm going to be on an episode of Doug Loves Movies soon, so check that out. I invented this app called Twitter. I'm on there. Check it out. It's going to be big. I'm on there at... Justin T double E, and there's a couple stand-up dates I'll plug really quick. Friday 21st of October, I'll be in Charleston at the Sparrow. Tuesday the 25th, I'll be in Columbus, Georgia at Fountain City Coffee, Huntsville, Alabama. Friday the 28th, and Asheville 29th at the Southern.
Yeah, point at the Asheville person over there.
Yeah.
Good call.
You gonna come?
Yeah, all right.
Hell yeah.
No yelling out. Joe, what do you got?
I will be smoking weed with some of these audience members after the show.
Sounds like too many.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, I have no weed, so it has to be your weed. Also, I'm Joe Pettis. You can find me.
Yeah, and he's the creator of the Underwear Comedy Tour,
shows. That. Yeah, I don't...
And it's all the comedians have to perform in their underwear, which
check that out.
I'll never be on that show.
I want to do that.
Yeah,
but Jacob will do it because he's got he wants to show off all his tats.
All Star Wars underwear.
You can just do bits about each of your tats.
The whole reason I do this show is just to show off my tattoos. Yeah. That's it.
All right, let's do the tiebreaker real quick from the Jason and Deb game because I wrote it down. Might as well play it just for laughs. And I'll give you one more clue before we do this round. Everybody that was in the Andy Griffith, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, Pam Grier, Julianne Moore, Evan Rachel Wood, all born in North Carolina.
Oh.
Yeah. So with that in mind, one more round. The first movie is The Hangover.
Jacob.
Who is it, Jacob?
I'm going to guess Bradley Cooper was born in North Carolina.
Incorrect.
Justin.
Justin, who is it?
Zach Galifianakis.
That is correct. I changed my mind. You win the whole game.
All right, hand the bag over to that guy.
Yeah. Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance, Hangover Part 2, and Due Date earn his top four. He definitely wouldn't have picked those four, I'm guessing. But that's it. He's from North Carolina as well. Where specifically? Greensboro, I think. Wilkesboro. Shit. All right. Thanks, you guys, for being here. One more time for all my guests. Jacob Siroff, Justin Thompson.
Thanks, man.
Joe Pettis.
Bob Hillary, North Carolina.
All right, well, we got to do equal time, so go Trump. Like I have to do equal time. Thanks a lot, you guys. And, I'd say 99.9% of you were perfectly well-behaved. And my apologies to those gentlemen, all the ones I yelled at. Maybe it was one guy just moving around the room. Oh, I'll sit over here. We'll see what happens over here. How you guys doing over there? Next time I'd sit over back there. Because you pick your seats on a map, right? Yeah. You know better now. Because there will be a next time if the club will have me and if you guys are into it. The great Tom Segura is coming up with his own show here at 7 o'clock, so we got to get out of here. But thanks again, everybody. Thank you to the Comedy Zone. And as always... Close Parkers are a shithead. Oh, maybe I should have said that one second. Non-consensual pussy grabbing is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.